Hello there. Seems lopsided on this side, but I get it. There's a little more shade. So I don't think anyone would be offended if you want to move your chair into the shade for a little bit. Whatever. So I'm going to be doing some songs that more original songs, and the words are all in your booklet. You can either follow along or not, whatever you want to do. I'll just use it. I'm a fan. I see some of you doing. It's actually quite beautiful, and here comes that breeze. So I'm going to start about where it says the song All the Wonders, kind of towards the back there. The first words in this song are, "You bring the lonely a family, and you calm the restless storm in me." I could talk a long time about all the truth in those two lines, just in my life. Grace mentioned when I put together that book that, I have to say something really quick. You know that I always want to call you Sue because you're from Susanville when I start, and I go, no, Grace. Anyway, so, all right, not sure why I had to say that out loud, but there we go. Anyway, Grace had mentioned that years ago, went through some pretty rough times. I had lost my dad, and then I, about within weeks, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and then lost my mom a year and a half later. All the life in between there in those last days with them, and you know, there was Alzheimer's and dementia and a lot. And when everything kind of passed and they were both gone now, and I was just, I know the word, exhausted's not good enough. I was just empty and a mess, to be honest. And I remember that some of the hardest times for me were the time when you go to bed, when everything's quiet, and then these thoughts would just start coming against me, you know. And I learned some things, which I'll be talking about a little bit more, of how to fight that, you know. But the other thing that happened is I lived for many years up by Seattle, and I moved down to be closer to my parents, and so I was there for like 10 years, and very involved in their last years. And but meanwhile, my life was so wrapped up in them, and I'm grateful it could be. And then I would be traveling, and it was sort of like, I have no family, like I have no connection. And long story, a little shorter, is someone sends me a text and said, "Hey, there's this family moving up from Southern California that feel called to start a little Calvary Chapel in Walnut Creek," which is really close to where I live. And I thought, oh. And they had their first home Bible study, and I put it in my directions, and 4 minutes from my house. And I thought, Lord, I never even thought to ask you to bring me a church. Like, I never even thought to ask that. I'm like, hell, I just, where am I going to find this? And I walked in that first time, and I knew, these are lifers, you know. That little house, I think 8 people showed up the first time, and they're like, how'd you guys find us? I don't know. It's been like 4 or 5 years now, and we have a little building, well, a high school, or elementary school. And I have friendships from that little church plant that are going to be lifelong. The friend that's with me, Donna, she's a very, very close friend. And I never, ever would have guessed that God could do that. Sometimes in the middle of our distresses, God's working it out. He's already working it out. I had no idea. They'd been praying so hard and coming up and looking about, you know, planning this church. And I'm trying to understand that, you know, God did it for more people than just me. But I tell them all the time, you know, you came here for me. You bring the lonely a family, you calm the restless storm in me. You bring the lonely. family. You calm the restless storm in me. Far as the east is from the west, so far you removed our sins from us, our sins from us. If I wrote down all you've done, every volume one by one, this whole world could not contain all the wonders since you came. If I wrote down all you've done, every volume one by one, this whole world could not contain all the wonders since you came. You bring the lonely family, you calm the restless storm in me. Far as the east is from the west, so far you removed our sins from us, our sins from us. If I wrote down all you've done, every volume one by one, this whole world could not contain all the wonders since you came. If I wrote down all you've done, every volume one by one, this whole world could not contain all the wonders since you came.
What a beautiful,
what a beautiful Savior.
Come away with me.
follow me down to the edge of the river, where the water runs pure, where the water runs deep. Bow down low by the edge of the river and watch your expression dissolve into me. Remember the day couldn't stay away with wide-eyed wonder and your pockets full of faith, like first love, as reckless as the sea. With unbridled heart you came running after me. Come away, come away, come away with me. Come away, come away, come away. Come away, come away, come away with me. Come away, come away, come away. Coming from leave the war outside, find a secret place and close the door behind. Coming from the cold, leave the war outside, find a secret place and follow me down to the edge of the river, where the water runs clear, where the water runs free. Come away, come away, come away with me. Come away, come away, come away. Come away, come away, come away with me. Come away, come away, come away.
It's okay. You know, we again heard so much about hearing God's voice, and it can be overwhelming sometimes. Like, how do you do that? Or where do I begin? Or maybe you have, but you're just in a time, again, it's just so hard to quiet our minds. And as we were encouraged to be still more than once, I'd say something that's helped me in my time very much in the last, I don't know, I think it's been a couple years now, is I'll have my time in the morning to with my journal and the Bible, you know. So many times I'll kind of just go into it, whatever state I might be in. And I have some states, I promise you. And it's sort of like I get this tap on the shoulder, just wait a sec. And I've literally set my alarm for 5 minutes. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I'm just telling you, because I need help with this thing, because it runs all over the place. This is my mind, by the way. I'll set that alarm and just be still. And it's funny how much your mind will just start going all over the place, and it's like, I've actually reset the alarm before. But the one single thing that's helped me more than anything to be quiet and be still is to just realize I have his attention. I have his full attention. It changes me. It almost makes me sit a little different. You know, sort of like, okay, if I really know you're listening, what do I want to say? And I find that I don't want to say all the things I would have thought right before then. If I can get any words out, it's just too, and it's usually just thank you. Just, thank you. It's just realizing his presence. And it does help things to kind of get in the order where they belong. You know, I'm not saying it's a cure-all, but it's a help. I think it helps me actually just have a moment. It's like if there's such a thing as a chiropractic adjustment for your soul, that does it for me. Puts it where it needs to be, you know. But I'd encourage you to try that. And, you know, getting in the habit of that, it's helping me find him faster. You know, and when I mentioned my losing my parents, and when my dad was in the hospital, just day after day, he had a stroke, and I told you he had Alzheimer's, and it was very, very rough. And day after day, or driving that drive to the hospital, and I just remember looking up, like, past the cars and all the traffic. I lived down in the Bay Area, and looking up at the sky and the tops of the trees just for a minute, and remembering Jesus said, look, you know, look at the birds of the air. Look, I've done all this for you. It's free to just kind of go above it for a second and just thank you. Thank you that you made that so pretty and helped me for what I'm about to face. It's just those moments of touching in. You know, and it's not just for us. It's like I'm realizing now, after all these years walking with him, it's more than the cross. Now, hear me out. Because when I figured out, when I learned about the cross, you see, I didn't grow up in church. I never had been to church. 18 years old, my friend's mom talked to me about Jesus, and it was the very first time I'd heard. And I understood, and I believed that the cross, I believed in it, but I didn't get it at all. And finally, as the years kind of went by, you know, some things were happening in my life. These memories would come up, and I remember hearing somebody teach about, you know, when I feel the condemnation come against me, when the enemy's just hounding me with all the things I do wrong, or sometimes for me it was memories I couldn't stop thinking about, but I didn't want to think about. He said, you know, I'll just say right to the enemy. He said, you know what? You're right. All this stuff you're condemning me, I'm actually worse than what you know. But Jesus loves me still. And I go to the cross, and I know that at the cross I'm right with God. And all those other voices have to just shut up. Night after night I did that. With these thoughts and these memories that would come to back my mind, I just started doing that. And I never understood what people were talking about when they'd say things like, I just go to the foot of the cross. I'm like, I don't get it. I started to get it. Night after night, I would just say that all the turmoil going on, whether it's heartache, or whether it's trial, whether it's memories, whatever, I know, I would say this out loud, Romans 5:1, I think it was already quoted today, because of Jesus, we're right with God. And so I held on to that so tight. Because of Jesus, I'm right with God. Nothing else matters more than that. Got that right. And that'll carry me all the way to heaven. And I've used that as a weapon of warfare in my life to fight off all kinds of things. Just remembering, going to that place. But just lately, the Lord's reminding me, okay, the cross is good, and that's what opened the door for you. But I died for you to have fellowship with me, to go through the veil. And Hebrews says you go through the veil, which is Jesus' flesh, what he did on the cross, and you come into the presence of God. He wants that fellowship with us. And I used to think it was this big moment, and I'd feel, I'd feel all this stuff in his presence. And sometimes it's great, but sometimes it's just faith. Where I step through, and I'm just with him. And the older I get, the more I want the relationship with Jesus that he died for me to have. I really want that. What did you say? You want the full inheritance. And I, yeah. It's a good desire to have. But you know, everything in this world is designed to distract us, isn't it? Everything in this world is designed to keep us even holding false images of the goodness of God. Man, I want that wiped away. I want to see Jesus more like he is because I want to know him. And I don't want to believe false images of him. I don't want to give the enemy any ground. He's had enough, and he has enough. I'm done. I don't want it. But it's a process, isn't it? It's a daily process. Got time with him. That going through the veil, that letting the cross do what only it can do and give us a nearness to him. Even when we know we don't deserve it, it's like getting our mind and our heart off of ourselves and putting it on Jesus. Because he's the one that did it for us. Now, this next song is called She Looks to the Sky, and it was inspired by an essay that I read years ago that Jonathan Edwards wrote way in the 1700s, and he just wrote this little piece about his fiance and how he admired her walk with God. Said that she would go for these long walks alone, but she never seemed lonely, for there was this great being speaking to her mind always. And I read that and just thought, wow, I want to look like that. You know, it reminds me of the Bride of Christ. As she looks to the sky.
They say she is loved by the greatest of all who have walked in the world. He lives far away, still she spends all her days content with only his words. She often walks alone, but never is she lonely. You can offer her anything, her affections are all for him only. She looks to the sky as if he is coming down through the clouds up above. No one has seen him, you cannot deny. She is drenched with his love. She often walks alone, but never is she lonely. And you can offer her anything, her affections are all for him only. All the day long she sings sweetly. She says he speaks to her mind. She's only rich with affliction, yet a bitter word you won't find. She lives with assurance he loves her too deeply to let such distance remain. She's brimming with longing for him to come calling his sweet her way. She often walks alone, but never is she lonely. You can offer her anything, her affections are all for him only. All the day long she sings sweetly. She says he speaks to her mind. She's only rich with affliction, yet a bitter word you won't find. All the day long she sings sweetly. She says he speaks to her mind. She's only rich with affliction, yet a bitter word you won't find. She often walks alone, but never is she lonely. And you can offer her anything, her affections are all for him only.
Have to get fancy with my capos. There is hope for the prodigal, rescue for the weary soul. Nothing is impossible with God. Sing from Psalm 61, or your little booklet. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Tabernacle forever, oh, I will trust in the shelter of your wings. In the shelter, in the shelter, in the shelter of your wings, I will trust in the shelter of your wings. In the shelter, in the shelter, in the shelter of your wings, I will trust in the shelter of your wings.
a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. Oh, I will trust in the shelter.
This is from Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my He shall deliver you, and He shall cover you, and under His wings you shall take refuge, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. In Him I will trust, my God. In Him I will trust, my God. In Him I
In that psalm, it says that She'll not be afraid of the terror by night. And when I was recording that song, you know, you hear this stuff back a lot in the studio. And that line, it was as if the Lord kind of brushed over my heart that one line was going to be for various people, to not be afraid of the terror by night. And I sure have discovered how much so many of us get hassled in the night. I mentioned before that was a hard time for me when I'd gone through all those things, was that time when I go to bed and everything was just quiet. And I learned in that time, it was then when my mom had been in the hospital and stuff, I would have these images come to my mind, and there was just something sort of sinister about it, you know? And I'm pretty mellow most of the time, sort of. But when I know that when I see that it's the enemy coming after me, I can get my fighting on. You know, and I'm like, you are not using her against me. I just won't accept it, you know? And I learned that it's impossible to stop thinking about something. It's impossible. It just makes it worse. But what I learned to do and what I still practice in these times is setting my mind on what I know is true. And just setting my mind. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden I'm sleeping like a baby. Sometimes I've fought through the night. But I've fought and I've won. Because I won't take it, you know? And so this song is called Runaway. And, you have a part to sing. You can sing as much as you want, but this part's real easy, okay? This is the chorus, so I'm just going to sing it. When my mind takes off like a runaway, like a runaway, like a runaway. When troubles fight and try to steal the day, try to steal the day, try to steal the day. Turn the page to the end of the story, where deepest dreams are true, and revel in the glory coming soon and very soon. Days to sing God's praise than when we first began.